愿大家平安。
Peace be with everyone。
我们这个礼拜的读经跟上个礼拜就是旧约就是四世纪。
This week's and last week's Bible reading is on the Book of Judges。
那在四世纪晚上请跟大家一起来学习一个人物。
And in the Book of Judges, I would like to share a character with all of you。
就是基甸。
That is Gideon。
从第六章一直到差不多第八章。
From chapter 6 to chapter 8.
如果我们要认识人性要读历史。
If we want to know the characteristics of people, we must read history.
因为在很多人的共同的这个互动之间，我们可以了解人性的弱点。
Because in the interactions with people, we can see characteristics of man.
那如果要认识神也要读历史。
And if we want to know God, we must also read history.
特别是旧约。
Especially the Old Testament and the New Testament.
看神怎么跟人在互动，我们就了解神是美善的，是公义，是慈爱。
And if we see how God interacts with people, then we see that God is merciful and He is loving.
那在四世纪基甸那个时候的社会的背景。
In the time of Judges, especially the time of Gideon,
社会背景 social background.
The social background.
如果我们看第五章的最后一节。
If we look at the last verse in chapter 5.
31节。
Verse 31.
神，愿你的仇敌都这样灭亡，愿爱你的人如日头出现，光辉烈烈，这样国中太平四十年。
31. So may all your enemies perish, O Lord, but may they who love you be like the sun when it rises in its strength. Then the land had peace 40 years.
因为神的恩典所以当时国中太平40年。
Because of the grace of God, the land had peace for 40 years.
这个国中太平应该是大家很喜乐、很感恩的一种生活环境。
And in the time of peace, it is when people are all very joyful.
但是人性有一个弱点。
There is a weakness in human characteristics.
就是当一个人在太平的时候，常常是堕落的开始。
That is when they are in a time of peace. That is beginning of their fall.
所以第六章的第一节。
So chapter 6 verse 1.
以色列人又行了神眼中看为恶的事。
Again, the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord.
在四世纪里面提到。行神眼中看为恶的事，常常是指着拜偶像。
In the book of Judges, when it says that the Israelites did evil in the eyes of the Lord, it is referring to worshiping idols.
所以有一句话说：“饱暖思淫欲。”如果一个人生活很舒服，过得很好，常常这个恶的意念就会跑出来。
So if a person is living in comfort, then evil thoughts will come out.
那在整个四世纪里面，我发现每一次生活安定，人就开始拜偶像。
And in the whole book of Judges, we see that every time there is peace, the Israelites begin to worship idols.
那拜偶像要怎么办？这神怎么对待他们
？And how does God react to them when they worship idols?
第一节的下半句。
The second half of verse 1.
神就把他们交在米甸人的手里七年。
And for 70 years, he gave them into the hands of the Midianites.
所以我们知道这个历史的演变有一只无形的手在引导，那个就是神。
We know that there is a hand guiding through history, and that is the hand of God.
神的光一照，就是和平。
And once the light of God shines, and that is peace.
那神一把他们交给米甸，就是痛苦的开始。
And right when the Lord gave them to the Midianites, that is the beginning of their suffering.
所以接下去就是每一次他们收成的时候。米甸人就要来攻打他们，把他们牛羊、把他们的收成全部都拿走。
So every time they were going to reap what they had sowed, the Midianites would come and destroy what they destroy everything.
所以虽然很劳苦，也有收获，但是用享受不到劳苦的果效。
And though they worked hard, but they could not reap what they had sowed.
那这个也让他们知道如果你拜的偶像是神，他为什么不能拯救你？
And this allowed them to know why the idols couldn't.
如果偶像是神，为什么他不能拯救
？If the idols were God, then how come they can't save them?
所以神允许患难临到， 当时的世代是有原因的。
So there was a reason why God allowed them to go through suffering.
所以第六章下半说交给外邦的神，交给外族人。
And so that is why they were handed to the Midianites.
但是到第六节
，And in verse 6，
以色列人因为米甸人的缘故极其穷乏，就呼求神。
Midian so impoverished the Israelites that they cried out to the Lord for help.
因为他没有办法救自己啊。
Because they cannot save themselves.
就开始回归向神了。
So they returned to God.
这个就是人性的本性了。
And this is the characteristic of man.
就是人常常要遇到困难，才会真的去寻求神。
Only when we encounter difficulties will we seek after the Lord.
他们虽然离弃神，但是神并没有离弃他们。
Although they turned away from God, but the Lord did not turn away from them.
虽然神把他们交给外族人，不是要毁灭他们。
Though the Lord handed them over to the foreigners, it wasn't to destroy them.
是要让他们在受苦当中懂得回头。
But it was that through suffering they would return to Him.
所以他们现在就呼求神。
So they cried out to the Lord for help.
那神就对他们的呼求有一个回应。
And God responded to their crying.
我们看第八节。
Let's look at verse 8.
神就差遣先知到以色列人那里，对他们说：以色列的神如此说，我曾领你们从埃及上来，出为奴之家，救你们脱离埃及人的手，并脱离一切欺压人的手，把他们从你们面前赶出去，将他们的地赐给你们，又对你们说，我是你们的神，你们要住在摩亚人之地，不可敬畏那里的神，你们竟然不听我的话。所以神就在这里解释很清楚，为什么平安之后会变成患难。
So God explains why after peace there are afflictions.
因为你们不听从我的话。
Because they did not listen to the Lord.
但是神没有说讲完这里就结束了。
But God did not just end here.
神只是要让他们在受苦当中学一个功课，到底神要让我们做什么，学什么。
God just wanted them to understand what exactly God wanted, what they should learn.
在出埃及记里面说，以色列百姓受苦就呼求神。
In Exodus, it says that when the Israelites went through suffering, they called out to the Lord.
那神就从天上下来看。
And God came, the Lord came down and looked at them.
那神看了，就差遣摩西要来救他们。
After he looked at them, he sent Moses to save them.
所以神的心是没有改变的。
So the heart of God does not change.
他要给我们的意念不是降灾祸，是赐平安。
And he doesn't want to send trouble onto us, but he wants to give us peace.
所以我们看第六章的十二节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 12.
神的使者向基甸显现，对他说：“大能的勇士啊，神与你同在。”
Verse 12, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon, he said, "The Lord is with you, mighty warrior."
再看十四节。
Verse 14.
神观看基甸说：“你靠着你这个能力，去从米甸人的手里拯救以色列人，不是我差遣你去的吗？”
Verse 14, the Lord turned to him and said, "Go in the strength you have and save Israel out of Midian's hand. Am I not sending you?"
所以这里神拣选基甸，而且差遣他要把以色列民从外族人的当中把他救起来，救出来。
Here the Lord chose Gideon to save the Israelites out of the hands of the Midianites.
所以以赛亚书里面说，得救在乎归回。
So in Isaiah says, in returning and you should be saved.
And 得力在乎平静安稳。
And in confidence and strength.
所以有时候我们遇到问题常常是在提醒我们，我们从心里面的最深处要回归向神，这个就是问题解决的开始。
And so when we are going through afflictions, God reminds us that we must turn back to Him.
因为每一件事情发生，其实都有神的允许。
Because everything that happens is according to the will of God.
所以这里神解释给他们听，然后就拣选士师基甸要来救他们。
So God explains to the Israelites and chose the judge Gideon to save them.
好，那我们现在就来看神怎么用基甸这个人。
And let's look at how God uses Gideon.
我们看第六章的十七节。
Let's look at chapter 6, verse 17.
从15节开始。
Starting from verse 15.
基甸说，主啊，我有什么能力拯救以色列人呢？我家在马拉西支派中是自贫穷的，我在我父家是自微小的。这里基甸对自己有一个相当清楚的认识。
Here Gideon truly understands and knows himself.
他说，我在家里面我是最微小的。
He says, I am the least in my family.
然后我们的家族是很贫穷的。
My clan is the weakest.
这样我怎么有办法为你做什么？
And how can I do anything for you?
所以我们有时候也会跟基甸一样，觉得说我们要为神做工，一定要某种条件，我们才有可能为他做工。
So sometimes we are like Gideon, we think that we must have some qualifications in order to serve the Lord.
但是我们常常指的某种条件，常常是世界上的条件。
But these certain qualifications which we think of are that of the world.
那这个也是当时基甸他所关心的。
And that is what Gideon thought of at this time too.
他是觉得他不配，因为从世界上的观点，他什么都没有。
He thought he was unworthy because from a worldly perspective, he had nothing.
那我们再看当时主耶稣拣选门徒。
And let's see when Jesus chose his disciples.
十二个门徒里面没有一个法利赛人。
In the 12 disciples, there wasn't one who was a Pharisee.
不是渔夫就是税吏。
If it wasn't a fisherman, then it was a tax collector.
也有政治家。
Or a governor.
分瑞党的西门，他是一个在政治人物。
Simon was one.
那后来才拣选保罗，保罗才是当时的法利赛人。
And only after he chose Paul, who was a Pharisee.
那彼得是一个渔夫。
And Peter was a fisherman.
所以我们在看神要用一个人不一定说一定要有什么特别的条件。
So we see that when God wants to use someone, they do not have to have a certain criteria.
彼得虽然什么都没有，
though Peter had nothing,
但是要完成圣工所需要的，神都给他，一步一步给他。
But Jesus gave him everything that he needed in order to accomplish the holy work.
保罗虽然世界的条件什么都有，
though Paul had everything in the worldly perspective,
但是神后来把他削掉，削到他最后觉得这些世界的条件跟服侍神是没有关系的。
But God diminished everything so that he felt that all of his qualifications had nothing to do.
所以腓立比书里面说到，他不凭肉体，那个肉体英文翻作 confident of flesh.
And that is why in the book of Philippians it says that he did not have any confidence in the flesh.
那摩西也是一样。
Moses was the same.
摩西40岁从王宫出来。
Moses came out of the palace when he was 40 years old.
可能他觉得去见法老，我最适合。
He might have thought that he was most worthy of being a pharaoh.
但是过了40年到80岁的时候，
but after 40 years, when he was 80 years old,
神要用他，他说我是什么人？
When God wanted to use him, he said, "What am I?"
他已经认出了，在王宫里面所培养这些条件，不是拯救以色列百姓所必须一定要有的。
He understood that the talents he received when he was in the palace was nothing that God wanted to use.
所以在这里基甸对自己这样非常的卑微，他觉得他真的不配。
So Gideon was very humble. He thought he was unworthy of this work.
然后他就向神求神给他一个证据。
And he asked God, he asked the Lord to give him a sign.
那神真的也给他证据，神真的要用他。
And the Lord really gave him a sign that he was going to use him.
那今天我们服侍神，一个很明显的证据，神差遣我们的证据是什么？
And today when we serve God, what is a sign, a clear sign that God gives us?
就是圣灵。
That is the Holy Spirit.
所以主耶稣向门徒吹口气说，你们受圣灵，就差遣他们出去。
So when Jesus blew on the disciples and said, you receive the Holy Spirit, then he sent them out.
那在神真的用基甸之前，
And before God really used Gideon,
神给他一个考试。
He gave him a test.
这个考试过了，神就用他。
And once he passed this test, God used him.
这个好像约书亚在继承摩西之前。
This is like Joshua before he inherited Moses.
他通过两个考试。
He went through two tests.
所以神就把这个工作就交给约书亚。
And so the Lord gave the important task to Joshua.
第一个考试就是在利非定这个山力战亚玛力人。
And the first was a battle against the Amalekites.
哎呀，结果真的在神的帮助下把亚玛力人杀败，他很勇敢。
And through the power of God, he defeated the Amalekites.
他懂得跟摩西配合，有一种团队的精神。
And he cooperated with Moses and had a teamwork with him.
好，那第二个考验。
The second test.
就是差遣他去看迦南地。
That is to send him to the land of Canaan.
那迦南地当然很好，但是也有很多的困难。
Canaan was a really good land, but it had many difficulties as well.
但是那个时候的约书亚，他对神蛮有信心。
But at that time, Joshua was full of faith.
因为这个旷野四十年的操练，这个旷野操练让他知道神无所不能。
Because through the journey in the wilderness, he understood that there is nothing God cannot do.
所以如果神愿意攻迦南地，是没有困难的。
So if God is willing, it is not impossible to attack the land of Canaan.
那真的，后来神就把这个工作交给他做。
And indeed, the Lord gave him this work.
好，那现在神要用基甸之前呢，在二十五节开始，神就叫他去拆毁一个巴利的祭坛。
And now, before the Lord was going to use Gideon, he gave him a test to tear down the altar of Baal.
好，我们看二十五节。
Let's look at verse 25.
当那夜，神吩咐基甸说：“你取你父亲的牛来，就是那七岁的第二只牛。”并且拆毁你父亲为巴利所筑的坛，砍下坛旁边的木偶。
Verse 25. That same night, the Lord said to him, "Take the second bull from your father's herd, that one 7 years old. Tear down your father's altar to Baal and cut down the Asherah pole beside it."
哇，这个是很困难一件事情啊。
This is a very difficult task to do.
因为这个坛是他爸爸建立的。
Because this altar was built by his father.
那既然有建这个坛，以色列百姓很多人都去拜这个坛。
And since this altar was built, a lot of the Israelites went to worship.
当然拜这个巴利这个坛就得罪了神了。
And of course, this altar was against God.
但是这个是他爸爸建立的。
But this was built by his own father.
那现在神就说你把它拆掉。
And God, and the Lord told him, you have to take it tear down.
这个就是考试。
And this is a test.
结果基甸怎么做？
So what did Gideon do?
二十七节。
Verse 27.
基甸中同他仆人中挑了十个人，照着神的吩咐行了。他因为怕父亲跟本家城的人，不敢在白昼行这事，就在夜间行了。到最后，他真的把他父亲坛拆掉了。
At the end, he really teared down the altar.
那从这里我们就知道，在他的心里面，神大过他的父亲。
And from this, we understand that in his heart, God is before his father.
虽然他有一点怕他爸爸，但是他更敬畏神。
Although he sort of feared his father, he feared the Lord even more.
所以他在晚上偷偷就把它拆掉，但是毕竟他还是把它拆掉。
So at night, he secretly went to tear it down, but he still teared it down.
我们人好像一部车子。
As humans, we are like a car.
神好像在开车，我们是一个器皿。
God is driving the car. We are just a vessel.
那如果这个人灵修很好，就好像一部这个 alignment 很好的车子，你很好开。
And if this man has really good spirituality, then he has really good alignment, and the car will be easy to drive.
但是我们知道，这个车子开久了之后，这个 alignment 有时候会有问题。
But we know that sometimes once we drive a car for a long time, the alignment goes wrong.
你如果方向盘不抓，它有的会偏左，有的会偏右。
If we don't hold on to the wheel, then it might go to the left or the right.
那开这样的车子很辛苦。
And it is very hard to drive this kind of car.
因为它已经有一个固定的方向，它要走。
Because it already has a set a place where it will go.
那这样就没有办法被神用。
And then we cannot be used by God.
所以当初神设立扫罗王。
So when the Lord set Saul as king.
那扫罗是王啊。
Saul was the king.
那神就叫他做一件事情。
And the Lord told him to do something.
把亚玛力人全部都杀掉。
to completely kill the Amalekites.
那在这个工作之前，神仙他讲，你是一国的王，但是，在你上面有我的存在。
And before the Lord set him set Saul as king, he told him that above him there is another king, and that is the Lord himself.
把这个关系先讲清楚。
And he told this clearly.
但是当这个扫罗王去杀亚玛利人的时候，他就把自己的喜好取代了神的旨意。
But when Saul went to destroy the Amalekites, he also inserted his own benefits in there.
所以这个方向就偏了，偏了神就不能用了。
And the direction went astray, and God could not use him.
所以后来神就用大卫代替扫罗。
And so then the Lord used David to replace Saul.
所以这个基甸呢，神叫他去拆他爸爸的坛，他最后去做了。这个代表这个人神最大，胜过亲情。
So when the Lord told Gideon to tear down the altar, and when Gideon actually did it, it shows that God's place is the first in his heart.
所以在第六章的十六节，神应许他说：“我要与你同在。”
So in chapter 6, verse 16, the Lord promised him that he will be with him.
那你就会击打米甸人，好像击打一人。
And that Gideon will strike down all the Midianites together.
但这只是应许。
But this is only a promise.
但是到了他把他父亲坛拆掉之后，
But after Gideon teared down the altar of his father,
请看三十四节。
Let's look at verse 34.
神的灵降在基甸身上，他就吹角。神的灵降下去，就神真的要用他，神真的跟他同在。
When the spirit of the Lord came upon him, it means that the Lord was really going to use him.
我们知道那个犹大在卖耶稣期间只是那个意识放到他里面。
We know that when Judas betrayed Jesus, it was just a thought in the beginning.
但是他这个意思主耶稣跟他洗脚，他都没有办法把他拿掉，接下去魔鬼就进去了。
And even after Jesus washed his feet, his thought stayed there, and then the devil went into him.
那魔鬼一进去之后，他就不知道自己在做什么。
Once the devil entered into him, he did not know what he was doing anymore.
那这是魔鬼的工作。
This is the work of Satan.
那神在做工也有就是。当一个人越来越顺服神的时候，神就觉得这个人越来越可以用，就大大的充满与他同在。
And when a person becomes more submissive to the Lord, then God's Spirit will be with him.
所以从三十四节开始基甸就得到能力，有得到神的同在，他就开始服侍神。
And so starting from verse 34, Gideon had the abundance of God and the strength of God, and he began to serve the Lord.
这是这一个人神怎么用他的经过。
And this is the process of how the Lord used Gideon.
那现在要把米甸人打倒，需要有一群人。
And in order to defeat the Midianites, there must be a group of people.
那神用什么样的人跟基甸来同工？
And what type of people did God use to work with Gideon?
如果我们从第七章来看
If we look from chapter 7,
当他要去打这个米甸人的时候。
When he was going to fight the Midians,
一共有三万两千人。
There were 32,000 men.
三万两千人这么多，不是很好吗？
Isn't it very good that there are so many people?
打仗人多不是很好吗？
Isn't it good when there are a lot of people to fight a war?
但是神怎么看事情？
But how did the Lord view it?
第二节。
Verse 2.
神对基甸说：“跟随你的人过多，我不能将米甸人交在他们的手里，免得以色列人向我夸大说，是我自己的手救了我们。
Verse 2, the Lord said to Gideon, you have too many men for me to deliver Midian into their hands, in order that Israel may not boast against me that her own strength has saved her.
这里神说人太多。
Here the Lord says there are too many people.
那人太多有什么好处，有什么不好？
What's wrong with having too many people?
如果人太多真的打胜仗，大家就说，因为大家人多嘛，一人捅一刀，敌人就全部都捅死了。
If there are too many people, the people may become proud because they say they have so many people. We all stab one person and they all die.
就不会说，这个战打胜是因为神同在，我们才打胜，不会归荣耀给神，把那个功劳都归在自己。
They will not say that they won the battle because of the Lord. They'll put all the victory onto themselves and the glory onto themselves.
那这个今天呢，有时候常常是我们在服侍神需要自我提醒的。
And today, this is something that we need to remind ourselves in serving the Lord.
虽然是我们在工作
although we are the ones serving,
但是其实是有一个看不见的手在帮助我们
But in actuality, there is an invisible hand that is helping us.
所以你带慕道者，他才会来，我们讲他才会听，最后他才会想要信。
And so when you bring truth seekers, they will come and listen, and in the end, they'll believe.
所以当一个工作做完，其实真正得到功劳应该是神本身，我们只是一个器皿。
So when a work is complete, the glory should be unto God. We are just a vessel.
那现在人太多怎么办
？And so what should they do if they have too many people?
那我们就发现了，神要用人有两个条件。
In order for us to be used by God, there are two criteria.
第一个，
First,
第三节。
Verse three.
现在你要向这些人宣告说，凡惧怕的、胆怯的，可以离开。
Verse three. Anyone announce to the people, anyone who trembles with fear may turn back and leave now Gilead.
就是没有信心的、怕死的、胆怯的，都可以走。
Those who are fearful, those who are afraid to die and don't have faith can leave.
所以约书亚神勉励他刚强壮胆。
So God tells Joshua to be strong and courageous.
当时提摩太、保罗也勉励他，你要刚强。
And Paul also encouraged Timothy to be strong.
如果没有刚强，没有办法承担责任。
If we are not strong, then you cannot do the work of God.
如果比方说，我们从79年在非洲开拓，一直到如今。
For instance, since 1979, we began to preach in Africa.
如果我们想到会有疟疾，会有什么病，然后会有什么危险，那一次也去不了。
We thought that there would be many.
Malaria.
And there will be malaria, so
that. 还有其他不同的病。
And other sicknesses, so that we would not be able to go.
还有很多危险。
And dangers.
一次也去不了。
And so we cannot go.
但是我们就是对神要有信心了。
But we must have faith in God.
神一定会带领他的道路，会与我们同在。
God will be with us and direct us on towards His path.
这样才有办法这样去了又去，去了又去。
And only then were we able to go and then go again.
所以第一个神要用的人必须是刚强壮胆。
So the first criteria is that the person that God uses must be strong and courageous.
结果有三分之二的人离开。
So two-thirds of the people left.
只剩下一万人。
There were only 10,000 men.
这个一万人有这种属灵的品质，他不怕。
And these 10,000 men had the spiritual aspect. They were strong.
但是一万人还是太多。
But 10,000 men were still too many.
第二个条件。
The second criteria.
你看第七章的第五节。
Let's look at chapter 7, verse 5.
神就吩咐基甸说，带他们下到水旁。神对基甸说，凡用舌头舔水像狗舔的，要使他单独站在一起；凡跪下来喝水的，也要使他单独站在一起。
Verse 5. So Gideon took the men down to the water. There the Lord told him, separate those who lap the water with their tongues like a dog from those who kneel down to drink.
那第六节。
Verse 6.
用手捧的有300人，其他都跪下来喝水。
300 men lap with their hands to their mouths, all the rest got down on their knees to drink.
然后第七节。
Verse 7.
神对基甸人说，我要用这个舔水的300个人拯救他们。
The Lord said to Gideon, with the 300 men that lapped, I will save you.
那这两个方式在喝水有什么不同？
So what are the two differences in drinking water?
因为跪下来喝水这个比较舒服。
Because when you kneel down to drink, it is more comfortable.
但是如果敌人来，你要再站起来，背着这么重的这个战甲，有时候站不起来，又花一点时间就被砍杀死了。
But when the enemies come and you're carrying a very heavy weapons, then it is very hard to you to stand up and you will be killed.
所以这种姿态不适合打仗。
And so this is not qualified to fight.
但是用手捧的，你还站着，只是用手捧的，你随时都可以跑，可以应战。
But those who take the water up, they can still run when the enemies come.
这种有警觉的心，这个容易可以打仗，可以用。
These people have a watchful heart and they can fight.
所以有时候我们要用一个人他的生活形态很重要。
And so when we are going to use someone, The way they live their life is very important.
有的人的生活形态就是不适合做圣工。
And some people's lifestyle is not qualified to do the work of God.
因为做圣工本身好像当兵一样。
Because serving God is like going to the army.
因为生活太复杂，你怎么去当兵？
If our lifestyle is too complicated, how can we go serve in the army?
那如果生活简单呢？随时圣工有什么需要，我们都可以来回应这个需要。
If our life is simple, then we can always respond when there is need for us to do holy work.
所以三万个人当中，到最后只有300个人，他也不怕死，他有这种心理的警觉性，真的可以被神用。
So from 30,000 people to just 300, these men were strong and courageous, and they could be used by God.
这个录取率是1%啊。
And this, they can be recruited 100%.
哦，是不是很高？哦，所以神要用这300人啊，是有他的条件的。
And so there were qualifications for the Lord to use these 300 men.
哦，但是到最后可以得胜，我们看7:9。
Let's look at chapter 7:9.
啊。当夜，神吩咐基甸说：“起来，下到米甸林去，因为我已经将他们交在你的手中了。”
Verse 9. During that night, the Lord said to Gideon, "Get up, go down against the camp, because I am going to give it into your hands."
这个是关键的。为什么可以打战？神已经将他交在他们手中了。
And this is the key. Why could they win the battle? Because the Lord already gave it into their hands.
所以这些三百个人虽然有这种条件，他才可以打胜仗。
And so.Though these 300 men had qualifications in order for them to fight the battle,
但如果神没有给他们，可能他们还是打不胜他们。
But if the Lord had not given it into their hands, they would still not be able to win.
那这个也告诉我们，神应许交敌人交给他们，但是他们还是实际要去拿刀去打。
And this tells us that the Lord promised them that He would give into their hands, but they still had to physically go.
所以神的应许还是要加上人本身的努力。
And so the promise of God needs to have human responsibility.
不是说神应许我们本身都不要努力，就可以成就圣工。
It doesn't mean that if God promises us, we do not have to do anything, and then the holy work will be accomplished.
比如说我们要带一个家人来信主，这个本来就是神的旨意，这是神应许的。
For example, if you want to bring a family member to believe in Christ, this is a promise.
哦，但是要让神动工，我们有我们本身的本分。
But in order for God to move them, we have our own responsibilities.
啊，讲道理给他们听。
We need to tell them the truth.
为他们祷告。
We need to pray for them.
用行为上把他们感化。
And we need to speak to them through our actions.
那这个本分尽了，再加上神的应许实现，这个工作才能够完成。
And after we have completed our own responsibilities and added to the promise of God, then this will be completed.
所以有时候我们没有办法带家人来信主，不是这个不是神的旨意，不是神不应许，是我们没有尽到我们的本分。
And so sometimes when we can't bring our family to believe, it isn't that this is not the will of God, but it is because we have not fulfilled our own responsibilities.
所以我们看接下去啊，基甸就带300个人，神用很奇妙的。事情发生，他们就把当时的米甸人全部都杀掉了。
And so, if we continue to read, with the 300 men, God miraculously hands over the Midianites to the Israelites.
所以以色列百姓就得到自由。
And the Israelites received freedom.
那这样基甸的人生应该是一个相当为以色列百姓建立相当大功劳的一个人生。
And so Gideon should be a man that has that helped the Israelites a lot.
那从8:22，我们就发现基甸做了一件对事，做了一件错事。
In chapter 8, verse 20, starting from verse 22, we see that Gideon did something that was right and something that was wrong.
从前面一直到三，到23节，基甸做的都是对的。
From everything before to verse 23, everything that Gideon did was right.
22节。
Verse 22.
以色列人对基甸说：“你既然救我们脱离米甸人的手，愿你跟你的儿子管理我们。”23节。
Verse 23.
基甸说：“我不管你们的，我的儿子也不管你们，唯有神管理你们。”基甸到最后说：“只有神才是你们的统治者，是你们的王啊！我不做你们的王。”
So in the end. Gideon said, "Only the Lord will roll over you. I will not roll over you."
因为他知道，他只是工具，把这个工作做完，其实都是神在做工。
Because he knows that he is only a tool, and that it is the Lord who does everything else.
但是基甸的一生最大的遗憾是从24节开始。
But the thing that Gideon regrets the most is probably is in verse 24.
可能当时他在做这个决定，他也不会想到这个决定是这么大的影响。
And when he made this decision, he probably did not think that it would have such a great influence.
二十节。
Verse 24.
基甸又对他们说：“我有一件事求你们，请你们个人将所夺的耳环给我。”原来仇敌是以色玛利人，都是藏金耳环的。二十五节。
Verse 25.
那他们就说：“我们情愿给你。”就铺开外衣，个人所夺的耳环丢在其上。基甸所要出来的金耳环共1700个舍克勒金子，此外还有米甸王所戴的月环、耳坠跟所穿的紫色衣服，并骆驼项上的金链子。27节。基甸以此制造了一个以弗德，设立在本城厄弗拉。后来以色列人拜了这个以弗德，行了邪淫，这就做了基甸跟他全家的网络。这个地方讲基甸要求百姓你们把所有的打胜仗抢来的金子都给我。
And here Gideon tells the Israelites to give me an earring from your share of the plunder.
他不做王。
He does not want to be the king.
但是他把这个金子来做一件衣服，叫做以弗德。
But he used the gold to make something, and that is the ephod.
那这个以弗德是当时祭司要进到圣殿里面敬拜神所必须穿的一件衣服。
This ephod is what the priests have to wear in order to go and sacrifice to the Lord.
这个可以说是圣衣啊。
And this is an holy garment.
没有穿以弗德，你不能进去。
If you don't wear the ephod, you cannot enter in.
那这个以弗德有它的材料，应该要有的材料来做的。
And the ephod has the materials that it should be made of.
好，那现在这个金子来做以弗德。
And now the gold has been used to make the ephod.
这个什么意思？
What does this mean?
这个金子是他打胜仗所得来的。
And this gold is what he received after he won the battle.
那现在做了一件以弗德。
And now he made an ephod.
那每一次穿上以弗德，别人看了都知道，这个是我们打胜仗。
And every time he wore the ephod, everyone knew this is because we won the battle.
那这是当时基甸带领我们的。
And this is because Gideon led us.
所以虽然基甸不当王，但这件衣服变成以后他们崇拜的对象，变成偶像。
And so even though Gideon did not want to be the king, but his ephod became something that the Israelites worshipped.
只是用比较巧妙的方式来表达。
It was through another perspective.
当王这个太明显了。
To be a king is too obvious.
但是如果要别人纪念，这个以弗德就是纪念基甸一个很间接的方法。
But if he wanted to be remembered, the ephod was a way for the Israelites to remember Gideon.
到最后，他们崇拜当偶像，这个变成他的网络。
And in the end, the Israelites worshipped him, and it became a snare to Gideon.
所以这个告诉我们了。
So this tells us.
我们中国人说。老年人戒之在德。
That
人年纪大了，世界上都有一些成就。
That when we grow older, we have our successes in the world.
但是要警戒，不要对自己过有的成就陶醉太多。
But we must be careful and not be proud of our own successes.
圣经里面所提到摩西死了，神跟他埋葬。
The Bible mentions that when Moses died, he was buried.
因为不愿意人拜他，所以葬在那里，大家也不知道。
God buried him, and so people did not know where he was buried.
施洗约翰他说我是旷野的声音。
And John the Baptist said that he was a voice in the wilderness.
传达了意念，声音你看不见，没有了。
He shared his thoughts, and no one could hear his voice.
等主耶稣出来以后。
And after Jesus came.
施洗约翰说他必兴旺，我必衰微。
John the Baptist said that the Lord will that Jesus will increase and he will decrease.
因为他知道他工作结束了，所以他会衰微。
Because he knows his work is done, and so he knew that he will decrease.
他提醒人，我会衰微。
He He reminded people that he would decrease.
所以我们在教会里面做圣工。
So when we do holy work in the church,
我们不需要存一个心，要别人纪念我们做了什么。
We do not have to have a heart to want others to remember us.
我们做的神都纪念，这样就好了。
As long as whatever we do, God remembers, this should be enough.
有时候被人纪念偶像化，这变成网络。
And sometimes when other people remember us and we are worshipped, then this is a snare to us.
所以我们要非常的谨慎。
So we must be very careful.
唱诗。
Let's sing hymn.
322首。
322.